and no one can be really blamed for a social injustice, but the very idea of a society per se. And it is society to obsess us to look further than the natural surrounding that we are first offered. And no matter the conditions, at the peak of each of our journeys, there will always be a gift waiting us to be picked. In our safe existences, the only way to appreciate the true value of things is to come back to them after a forced exile. And the masochism that wants us to carry a spiritual burden is the only guarantee to find the final meaning to our existence. And genius is a matter of obsessively persisting the fermentation of an otherwise too conventional reality. And our skills will develop in the way that society has more or less voluntarily designed its members to survive. And one shouldn't get panicked by the high concentration of social tasks, as it's anyway the natural time that will provide with a solution. And tempted by the technical potential, we have betrayed the immortal cycle of nature with the ephemeral crystallization of the artificial. And who are we in our practical ignorance to judge what is of value and extirpate whatever we consider it is not? And is it who picks his fruits on his way that enjoys them, or who's forever stopped to make a large provision of them? And contrary to self-preservation, self-sacrifice is the most extreme offer one can make to the others. And in the exuberant reception of information, our phobic sense eliminates anything that resembles a possible danger. And by taking a satisfactory pride into conventional achievements, the discourse stagnates into a self-referential language. And the way we get anywhere is parallel to the way we are to return. And without us even being able to accept the most opposing situations, we'll never be able to reach any considerable distance. And we can't expect to keep the substance of things, but the very structure, if there is any, will stay permanently. And it is only a matter of going out and start for a longer walk, and the enthusiasm will be soon back to us. And the determination of the Borghese to enforce his insediment finds no pity in front of the temporality of poetry. And the arrogance of the artificial forecast prevents us to undertake any mission that would challenge our destiny. And re-evaluation is the necessary process to create the fundaments prior to re-evolution. And the biggest achievement in life is to know how to take pleasure from the most basic things. And one has to know entirely all the possible sequences of his life before he can move forward with his actual life. And any of our movements are not to find any stability unless within a similar condition to where they have originated. And the right philosophy is the one that forces us to keep proportionally complete in every aspect and circumstance. In its romantic idealization, de Borghis accomplishes a fictional dream that has nothing to do with reality. And while in the mechanical repetition we find no achievements, in a more human one we are always to find a new content. And while boredom strives for refinements, it is only a sober activity that can appreciate simplicity. And it is only by engaging to our own method that we are able to defeat the seeking boredom of our comfortable living. And prudence shouldn't prevent us from doing things, but should be the way with which we plan to carry them on. And it is only by exiting the social preventions that we are to value things like it was the last time we saw them. And wisdom comes both from a full immersion and a full subtraction from the matter on which we are to decide upon. And society accepts what is appearing under its conventions, but never based on the process that lies behind it. And within the apparent quietude of the sedentaries lies a suffocated rage, always ready to explode. And what is ever to stain the immaculated landscape of the bourgeoisie, varnished with permanent glossiness? And even out of what is most flat, we can place our marks and make a meaning out of them. And the mediation of conflicts only suspends them, while a full manifestation can finally exhaust them. And a solitary persistence is the only way to dry out the excessiveness that we collect in our social captivity. And the intellectual state lies always in between a state of hunger and satiety, but never manifesting one or the other. And while the ground for labor has been fully automated, the unemployed humans start rejecting its outcome. And taken care by a consumptive technology, humans dismiss the practices that have been slowly conceived to keep them alive. And what demotivates our race is the accurate calculation of its expiring date attempted by science. And by claiming our own fruits, we will get sick of them and be unable to taste the ones of others unless through speculation. And when the basis of our doings is our own self, we will be able to express them in any circumstances. And it is by being caught in the issues around our self-degeneration and not by our self-degeneration that we get unable to escape it. And the accomplishment of a mission that we ourselves motivate is the most powerful of forces. And the infatuations we derive from a social context are the origins of our miscommunications with the other contexts. And true respect is only obtained by submitting us to an extraordinary challenge. And the precocious challenge of the extreme is the only way to measure ourselves and find us honorable. And once the artificial shell is left behind, a sense of fatalism is recovered, and so a deep sense of respect. And any authentic pilgrimage wants us essential, and any overweight is soon to be castrated. And while the spiritual weight, it is the heaviest of our soul, it is the one that makes us go the further. And we shouldn't be rigid and prevent our destiny to be, but always be flexible to accept it. And society designs us within a cell that cannot merge with any other cells unless it is redesigned to do so. And while the technical medium makes a better copy of reality, we are no longer bound to use our human faculties and render it. And in the perfect seal provided by technology, we can step over any inconveniences without any particular care. And in the social homogenization, we no longer need to pay attention to the next step, but can focus on the final destination. And to avoid the predominance of the other, everyone is bound to learn and advance his technical knowledge. And the real knowledge requires a progressive ascension that highlights each phase into its very origin. And it's all the engagements we feel bound to deliver that prevent us from any further exposure to the technically accelerated society.